Hey Talk Bass, this is Elmon. Just wanted to record some basic clips of my MTD 634 with the Sadowski Pre. I've got a Zoom recorder Q3 plugging the bass directly into a Mark Bass Alain Caron Combo 121 Lite. Everything's set flat. Basically, the thing about this bass, when I got it, had an Aguilar Pre with a vintage tone control added in. I got it in, and the sound was closer to what I liked. I've never really liked the Bartolini preamp and pickups in these basses personally for my sound. Always found it a bit thin and in need of over EQing to get it to sound right. So I get this bass in with the Aguilar and the regular Bartolini pickups. Didn't really like it as much as I thought I would compared to my Sadowskis. So I dumped it on the market. Very sad to do it because it was the best playing instrument and one of the best looking instruments I've ever owned and ordered. It went around on TalkBase for a while. Everybody called me a loony bastard for daring to take the precious Bartolini setup out of this bass. And a lot of them, I think, or some of the people who bought it, switched it back to its original preamp and pickups. Then I got such a Jones for the bass again because I knew I wanted to put a Sadowski preamp in it that I ended up buying back the bass used. When I got it, I committed and I used. When I got it, I committed and I ordered some Aguilar Big Singles or whatever their variant of that is. I think Super Singles. And I got Rogers Pre, put it in there with a local tech. And personally, it's just one of the best sounding basses I have now because now I'm going to play for you. I've got treble boosted probably, 30% up, bass boosted about a quarter, pickup panned in the middle, and the vintage tone control all the way on. So you can hear this bass has the very bright harmonic content and responsiveness and modern sound that MTDs are known for. Clean throughout all the registers. But, and it's hard to tell because you haven't heard the bass with its original preamp in it, but that's just a much fuller, fatter sound than I ever could get out of that Bartolini preamp without boosting the hell out of it, and even then it doesn't have that nice single coil overtone. But the best part is, of course, the Sadowski preamp's ability to roll off the tone control. So that same sound with both pickups panned with the tone control all the way off. Super round tone. It's a good, almost old school Motown tone. Now I want you to hear, if you pan to the neck pickup on that with that same setup with the vintage tone control rolled off. Again, nice neck pickup sound. You go to the bridge pickup, you've got a really tight, punchy, mid-rangey tone. Then my favorite, the slap tone with again bass and treble set where they were, vintage tone control up. Let's do it all the way. personally think that the neck pickup tone on this bass with this EQ and or with this preamp and pickup setup is a really cool P-bass sound. So here's that. Ooh, listen to that single coil hum. That's some preliminary wanking. I'm going to do a gig this weekend, but just wanted to put some clips up for some people who wanted to hear what this sounds like. Even though it's sacrilegious and I would never or possibly won't put it on the MTD forums, it sounds pretty damn good to me, and it's my all hands down favorite bass I have.